What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Well, that was not great. 38-0. The Bills get blanked. On the road, last night, late last night, a late preseason game. I mean, what's up with this? What's up with this 8 p.m. preseason start in Chicago? I'd heard a little buzz that the original start time of this game was not supposed to be Sunday night, but then Fox is like, Hard Knocks last year, Hard Knocks this year, we're putting them on national TV, so we're going Sunday night. That's what happens when you have the league MVP, you have Hard Knocks, but ultimately they did wind up playing Sunday night at 8 p.m., and it was, I think, a night to, A, want to kind of forget, but B, that you are able to because it doesn't actually count in the record. That being said, coaches aren't going to forget it. Players aren't going to forget it. And in fact, they're coming right back today to try and fix it. It was not a good night for the Buffalo Bills last night in Chicago. They get blown out in the Windy City, 38-0 by the Bears. The Bears have now outscored the Bills 71-6 over two preseason games, 71-6. Counting last year, 33-6. This year, 38-0. Good morning to you. Sal Capaccio here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. This is a Monday reaction show. Now, as opposed to in the regular season when we do our Monday show and we're on video, which that's going to be happening in a few weeks here. Today, we will actually have a guest, and his name is Matt Perino. My buddy Matt Perino, who I saw last night at the game, he is still, I believe, in Chicago. So he's kind enough to join us in an hour from now to break down what he saw in Chicago before he flies back to Buffalo. So we'll do that with Matt Perino. Also, today, just want you to have a heads up today. It is 1 week from today. 1 week from today is the annual Coaches versus Cancer golf event down in Olean at St. Bonaventure that Mark Schmidt hosts for the college basketball, you know, area, region, and really country for this particular event. And I'm always honored to be a part of it and emceeing. So going to have Mark Schmidt on at 11:30 just to kind of tell you how you can be a part of that and raise some money. The Coaches versus Cancer event is going on next Monday, but we'll talk with Mark also about some college basketball stuff. So we will turn the page a little bit here, but of course it's pretty much all Bills all morning here as we react to what happened yesterday, 38-0 last night, Chicago Bears, Buffalo Bills. It really started on Friday though, right? I mean, Friday was the joint practice between the two teams. And yes, it's a practice versus a game. And as I said last night, I said to Frank Gore last night in the locker room interviewing him, I said, obviously the score doesn't matter. He said, no, the score always matters. And you know, good for Frank. That's right. Score matters. If you're out there playing, you want to win, and the score matters. It doesn't like affect the record, though. But you know, as a practice, you're not keeping score. But I believe the joint practice was more beneficial and better overall for an evaluation of players. But that doesn't excuse what happened last night on the field. And last night what happened on the field, that looked like, and this is not an excuse and it's not acceptable. So please don't take it that way when I say this. Not an excuse, not acceptable. It did look like a team last night that had been in Chicago for 4 days and wanted to get home and was tired. You can't play like that, though, regardless. You know, especially if you're a second string or a third stringer, you're trying to make the team, you're trying to make an impression. That's what you're putting on film. Chris Tabor, the special teams coach for the Bills, had said something a couple of weeks ago in our press conference that really stuck with me. Not that he's the first person to ever say this, but it's right. He said the goal is to, you know, develop a player where if he's not going to play for us, he's going to play for somewhere. He's going to play somewhere on a team. Like what you're doing as a player when you go out there in a preseason game, you're fighting for a roster spot. You're not just trying to make the Buffalo Bills. You're trying to make an NFL roster, not just the Bills. You're trying to put enough on tape, on film, for another team to say, hey, the Bills didn't want that guy. We really like him. We can take him. And I think when you take that in consideration, you take the score, you take the entire context, and then the players, player to player to player, that's why last night it was so disappointing, right? You have to be better than that as a player. You have to be better than that as a team. Offense, defense, special teams, really. I mean, it just did not go well last night. I wrote arrow up, arrow down. You can find that at WGR550.com. And as I wrote last night, just before getting on the plane to come back home, and landed at 3:30 in the morning. But you know what? Got a little bit of shut-eye on the plane because I said, I'm just writing this column now because there's not much to write about except to say everything went pretty poorly, and that's your arrow down. I did point out a few specifics, but really, last night, arrow down to kind of everything on the field that you saw. Because the Bills were outgained, they were outmuscled, and they got beaten pretty handily on the scoreboard. The good news is that scoreboard doesn't count. It matters, but it doesn't count. How do you want to say that? I don't know. Yeah, Frank Gore's right. It always matters on the scoreboard. Yeah, you want to look up. You don't want to lose. You want to win. It doesn't impact the record. Like, they're 0-2 in the preseason. Has nothing to do with the regular season, right? Got to have a better showing next week. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the program. I want to get to your phone calls, though. 803-0550. Here's what we'll do on the program today. As I said, Matt Parrino at 11, Mark Schmidt at 11:30. To preview next week's Coaches vs. Cancer event. Matt Parrino on everything that went down in Chicago last night, but your phone calls all along the way for the first hour here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. 803-0550. Your comments, your questions, your concerns on what you saw last night. I have plenty of them, and I think they start right where Jared is going to start. He's been waiting patiently, wants to talk about the secondary, so I'll let you lead it off, Jared. I have the same concerns as you do, but you go ahead and give your thoughts on it.
Yeah, good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, so, I mean, we all saw it right out of the gates. Caleb Williams, Tyson Badgett, they found the holes in the zone and carved us up. And it kind of led me to think that the Bears weren't playing this like a preseason game. Like, we were playing it more like a scrimmage, and they were playing it more like a regular season or mid-season form type of game. And, like, I applaud Ben Johnson for being able to get his players ready to play hard-nosed, fundamental football. But it's sort of tough. If you're McDermott and Dean, how do you really evaluate your players when you're playing the most vanilla version of your defense? And it's Ben Johnson. He's going to put some wrinkles in there, and he's playing a bit more advanced than most teams are going to play at this time of the year.
Well, I would say it this way. I don't totally disagree with you. I do think that the Bears looked like they had a few things planned, right? I'm not going to say they went full game plan, but it looked like they wanted to see some things out of their young quarterback. You have a new head coach. He's trying to instill some confidence. You know, they did that same thing last year, different coach last year, but last year they clearly game planned when they came to Buffalo. They were running all these rollouts and boots. They did a little bit of that last night as well. But the answer to your question, Jared, is you still evaluate on the fundamentals, and the fundamentals weren't there. I'm talking about tackling. I'm talking about blocking, getting pushed off the ball. That doesn't matter. I don't care if a team is game planning or not. You have to be better in those situations. There's no, you know, there's no excuse or accepting of not making a tackle in an open field or being in a proper position on a basic routine route across the middle. I think that's where the answer lies and why there's frustration today, Jared.
Yeah, that's understandable. I mean, I've seen it was mostly the same three players being picked on in the zone. It was Andreessen, Bishop, and Hamlin. And I know at least two of those guys, we really need to make a splash for us this year. So hopefully they learn from it.
Yeah. Thanks, Jared. And you know, you make a good point. It's right over the middle, right? Right over the middle there. And I didn't think Joe had a particularly great game last night. But, you know, Joe's done a lot in preseason. And I do think he's firmly entrenched as the backup middle linebacker on this team. I don't think one night should undo that. You know, he's also playing with a lot of guys who aren't going to be playing regularly for the Buffalo Bills. That should matter as well. I think really where this conversation goes, and as Jared, I said as you were on hold and came on, it said you wanted to talk about the secondary, so I'll do that now. that's the big concern, especially the safeties, right? I think, don't we all come away from this game saying, okay, what's going on at safety? Why did Cole Bishop not look like a guy I have a lot of confidence in right now to step in and have a main role and be a starter and make plays, when we've really kind of thought and been told and have understood that, you know, that's his job and he's going to be better than what they had last year there. But at the same time, we also know he's been unavailable until recently. Unavailable last year in training camp really hurt him. Being unavailable during training camp this year has really hurt him. And now he gets on the field, he gets that time, and it didn't go well last night. He missed an open field tackle. He did not take a good angle on the touchdown that was scored. He was on a pitch count, rep count. He came out of the game. Jordan Hancock comes in. I think Jordan Hancock, through two games, has looked better than Cole Bishop. Now, that doesn't mean that the Bills are going to start Jordan Hancock over Cole Bishop. But I do wonder what that conversation is today when you go back and watch film and decide and start thinking about what you need to do to get ready for the Baltimore Ravens Sunday night, week one. The good news is, on top of the fact that last night's, you know, score does not reflect the actual record in the regular season, the good news is you do have 3 weeks left. Now, time is still running short, right? It was 5 weeks and 4 weeks. Now it's only 3 weeks. But you do still have 3 weeks to button these things up, to get some time on task. Yes, in a practice setting more than anything, but they'll go through that. You have one more game here, preseason game in Tampa next Saturday. That's the good news, to be able to do all that. And you hope that, and I do think, like, right now, I would be stunned if Cole Bishop and Taylor Rapp aren't the starting safeties. But I have to think you give a little bit of space to, what have we seen from Jordan Hancock here? Because right now, it looks like Cole Bishop is struggling to get back to where he needs to be once again after missing some time. And Jordan Hancock, although he hasn't been perfect by any means, seems like he's kind of figuring it out a little bit. So I'm interested in where that goes. It's a concern for me. Let's go to Mike in Denver. Hi, Mike. You're on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Yes, good morning. I guess I'd like to just talk about, Sean McDermott's philosophy, and whether this was, even if you want to talk about Leslie Frazier back in the day, it just seems to me that this team has struggled with soft coverages with the corners. I mean, when they had Poyer, that kind of made up. Maybe that kind of helped, hide some of the weaknesses. But, I just got to go back to a philosophy, though, and whether he needs to just change his philosophy when it comes to secondary. Because I think this has played this team, not just, what we're seeing in the preseason, but you can go back, that old mantra about, they're a bend and don't break defense. Well, I would argue that they have broken several times. You can go back to the Cincinnati playoff game when they were just carved up in the secondary. And you can even go back to the 13-second game where even before the 13 seconds they were being carved up. So, there's plenty of examples of how his philosophy is just not working.
I'm not here to disagree that particular philosophy has not won games in critical moments, as you're saying. I also don't think you should take last night as exactly what they're going to do all year, because there's been some indications, Mike, that this year they might actually have a bit of a change of philosophy, but I don't think you're going to see all those things in a preseason game, you know what I mean? But no, your overall point is correct, which is, hey, this soft zone they play, a lot of times it could be exactly what you want. You make teams play another down, and look, one of the things they did last year a lot was they took the ball away, and the reason they took the ball away was not because they have all these ball hawks, but because they made teams work. They made them have go more plays. And the more plays means maybe a mistake made here. And that actually did work out. But I also would be a little careful, Mike, about thinking that this is exactly how they're going to play all the time this year. I don't know that. They could. But I think there's some indications they will change some things up once the regular season comes this year, based on what we've seen in camp and so far and some of the new coaches. You know what I mean?
Well, I just hope you're right on that. But like I'm arguing, think there's several times where this team has broken.
Okay.
And you can go back to Leslie Frazier, and everybody thought, well, maybe it's Leslie Frazier. But no, how about starting to put the blame on Sean McDermott? He's supposed to be this defensive guru. And it's just not working out with that type of philosophy.
Well, a lot of people do. A lot of people do. We get calls about it all the time. People do blame him. There's no doubt about it. And I think we've taken that type of call many times, no doubt. I would be careful about thinking that last night, you know, we always talk about vanilla offense. There's also vanilla defense, right? And, hey, again, not accepting, and it was not a good performance last night. And I didn't think the pass coverage was great against the Bears in the practice either. I thought the pass rush was good. Pass coverage wasn't. But I will tell you, there were even times man-to-man that they got beat in that scrimmage. And just overall, I think I'm concerned about the secondary right now and where they are. They have some time here. We'll see where it goes. But I understand. But we've taken that call. People have put it on Sean McDermott, as you say, Mike. Let's go to Butch on the east side. Hi, Butch.
First of all, good morning, my friend. I love you. I love MSG. I love WGI. And to the fans who listen and watch this show, I love you too. So let me just get right to it. Even though, and you, especially you and I, we have watched so many preseason games. We have watched so much personnel. We have watched so many games. And so we understand what preseason football, just like you just said, what the word vanilla offense and vanilla defense really means. But it's something to that too. And this goes to coaching. Not just, I might even talk about the head coach. Let's talk about all coaches. Sometimes we have a concept that even though we're not game planning, we still do things with talent to really get them an idea of what we want to do during a regular season. And you just mentioned a guy, a.k.a. Hancock, who I think is going to be somebody special on this football team. And I think that the coaches really don't look at his draft position, look where he is. You might have to find a place for this guy. But I'm going to put that to the side and get back to this point. The point I'm trying to say is sometimes overall, over years and years and years, other defensive coordinators and offensive coordinators have really understood what our concept is. Even though we don't really do it, we still show some kind of idea of what we want our young players who don't really know the defense to be doing. So when we do give you the game plan during a regular season, you have an idea of something. But on the other side of the fence, the people who've been scouting us over the years have seen us, just like you did, the soft zone, the screen plays. Some things we get exploited even during regular season based off of some things I saw last night. I really don't care about the points. I care about how it was so easy for it to happen to make the points. You know, I mean, it was like a kindergarten show sometimes. Sometimes I thought the players just gave up. Like, this is run for the bus and get on the bus and go. But then I had to look at it. I said, no, some of these young players, like Strong, like some of these players that we saw in training camp, who at the exact same time have the outstanding training camps, were looking like during this game, like, hey, I don't even want to be on the football team. I don't even want to make the NFL anymore. But so I really want the coaches to go back and look at the film before we start pointing at the players, understand the concept. Maybe over the years, some people might have caught up to us that we might have to change a little bit or tweak a little bit to get ready. Even though we might call that, Sal, game planning, I still want maybe the concept we might have to change a little bit.
I got you, buddy. I know. Listen, the fundamentals have to be there no matter what. It doesn't matter if you game plan or not. You still have to block, right. You still have to tackle, you still have to make plays when the plays are there to be made. And I think that's what's most concerning about last night, right? And that's what you're saying, which is, sure, it doesn't matter if you're game planning or not. If you're in position to make a play, make a damn play.
Make a play. I understand that. And like I said, I don't want to sound redundant of what I said. Some of these players that we know that really are talented, like you just said, if you plays in front of you, make the play. But anyway, Sal, do me a favor. Kiss the queen. Give my nephew a high five. As usual, I love you, man. Keep winning. And I'm going to listen to the rest of the show.
Always good to hear from you, Butch. Hope you're well, buddy. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. All right. That is Butch from the East Side. We'll go to Steve in Orchard Park, who's next up. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Sal. Just a couple things. Yeah, the game sucked yesterday. There's no question. Well, our second and third guys really didn't play well. Okay. So that being said, the only thing that really concerns me is our safety play at this point, as you touched on a few minutes ago. that is a concern from just the naked eye of what's going on, even though there isn't any game planning. Another thing is just reading, okay, I know it's social media, we don't talk about that too much, but many people from Chicago are just saying, like, hey, the Bills got dominated in those practices that that we held last week.
They didn't. You know? I was there. They didn't. And I talked to I talked to Chicago reporters, and you could read them. Then they all said it was a really good. I share their sentiment. We all share the kind of the same sentiment. We compared notes. I thought it was a really even practice both ways. I don't think either team dominated.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's what I had heard, that our pass rush was pretty good with Bosa and Rousseau.
Yep.
And they didn't really run the ball except for a few plays. They popped on us. Other than that, they pretty much shut down to running a game. And I know Josh Allen had like a couple of picks, which they're hanging their hat on. But again,
well, listen, I mean, let me put it in context for you. It's a 2+ hour practice. And there's going to be a lot of plays made on both sides of the ball. So anybody who comes away going, I mean, unless it was a complete domination, you're going to get bad plays, you're going to get good plays, you're going to get wins, you're going to get losses. It's just sports. That's the way it should be. Yes, Josh did throw one pick where he underthrew a ball. He also had another one just batted up at the line of scrimmage, and then it came down into a defender's hands. So if you want to put that on him. So just to give you context, it's a 2.5 hour practice, Steve. So you're going to get both sides. You know what I mean?
Oh, I totally agree. I could care less about preseason other than what a couple of points were made about the want to and, you know, how they looked. I don't care about preseason. It should be banned. They should just have scrimmages as far as I'm concerned, because then you got first team against first team. And when you're playing these scrimmage games or these preseason games on TV, you know, like yesterday, you got ones playing against twos and threes, and it just doesn't look good. So that's just my point.
No, I
get it. Take it easy. Have a good day.
You got it. No problem. No, I get it. I mean, I'm the same way. I actually think the joint practices, the scrimmage, is more it's more beneficial and more important and easier for evaluation, because you can put your guys in certain positions you want to see them. Now, there's definitely a really beneficial part of playing preseason games. It's game reps. I mean, that's what a game looks like. You're in a game, right? So no doubt about that. So, but I will just go back to Friday. I mean, any Bears fan who's saying they dominated the Bills in the joint practice, or any Bills fan who's saying they're dominated the Bears in joint practice, just isn't correct. I was there. You can ask any other media member from Buffalo who was there. There were Chicago media there, national media there. I think the general sentiment was both teams really did a nice job against each other at different portions of it. In fact, I heard one Chicago media member say he thought the Bills were kind of the better team, and maybe that's the case. I just know that the Bills did some really nice things, and they had some things that did not go their way in the joint practice. And that's what you want to see from something like that. I would rather see more scrimmages, more joint practices. I wish the NFL would do more. Teams would do more. They could televise them. I get it, though. You want to sell tickets to an actual game, and it works that way better for TV, but I think you could still do it. All right, we're going to take a timeout here. When we come back, we'll take more of your phone calls here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. I also want to play you Sean McDermott from last night postgame. I want you to hear all his comments. He said something very interesting during postgame last night when it came to when he was asked about Cole Bishop and safety, and the overall safety position is what he said something about when he was asked about Cole Bishop's performance. So we'll take a timeout. We'll come back. This is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Thanks for hanging with me on a Reaction Monday on WGR. Check out my arrow up, arrow down.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Column at WGR550.com. Lots of downs, but I had to kind of succinctly just kind of narrow a few things, which I added. A few arrows up, though. We'll get your thoughts on the game and the Bills overall at 803-0550. Ben in Amherst is up next. Hi, Ben.
Morning, Sal. Probably a busy morning for you, I assume, huh?
Busy, I guess, in the sense of landing on an landing at the airport about 3:30, driving home and trying to get a little sleep, and then coming into did a podcast this morning with Matt Bove, which will be up later. Thanks for letting me say that, and then doing the show here.
Well, double up on the caffeine today, bud.
You got it. I got it in my hand right now. Thanks a lot.
So I'm not sure if this has been discussed already, and it's about the safety position, and this isn't me kind of beating up DeMar Hamlin or Bishop. I love Hancock. I think he's got Bill's DNA through and through. And, I don't know if it's been discussed. What's the possibility if he's got the physical and mental skill set of him playing the safety position? Is that something you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's been doing it. And I'll go back. Maybe you weren't listening early on, Ben. I actually raised the possibility. Maybe he starts over Cole Bishop if this keeps going this way. Like, maybe they start to transition and going from Bishop and Rapp to Hancock and Rapp, because I think Jordan Hancock's looked better than Cole Bishop through the first 2 weeks, but they still want to see Cole Bishop, and I know that he's still got to get some more reps, but I thought last night was not a great night for Cole, and I think that Jordan Hancock's done some nice things. That being said, I think to answer your question about position, he's played more safety. He has been a safety primarily throughout camp. He did get injured while playing nickel last night, though. That was a series he was in on nickel. They had two other safeties. So I think, Ben, he, to me, does project more of a safety right now on the Buffalo Bills, and I wouldn't be surprised if he gets even more of a look there.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too, Sal. Thanks for your time.
All right, yeah, you got it. Thanks a lot. Let's go to Bob in Illinois, who was at the game last night. Hi, Bob.
Hello. Is this the Golden Eagle?
Yes, it is. Hi, Bob. Thank you.
You can call me Blue Devil.
Hi, Blue Devil. How are you? I love it. You know what? That's great. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's a great tribute to Art Wander. I told the story Friday. Art had passed away. Obviously, we all learned and used to call his show, and we would have different nicknames. Did you call his show as the Blue Devil, or are you just calling and saying that here on this show?
I'm just calling on your show.
I got it. But thank you.
I'm a Kenmore West alumni.
There you go. I love that. Very good on you. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, I was at the game last night. I pretty much... Like you, I could sum up the game in one word. It was a mess. But I did like Jordan Hancock. If you remember from the early 2000s, Ohio State was where we'd go to get our defensive backs.
Yeah, that's right.
Antoine Winfield and...
Nate Clemens,
yeah.
I mean, even Ashton Yabuti, who didn't work out very well, but he was there.
No, him too.
Yeah, my guy Marlon Kerner played in the 90s. He was a Ohio State guy for the Bills. Dante Whitner, Ohio State.
Yep. I was at the game back in 2000, I think it was 2003 or 2004 when we were playing the Steelers to get into the playoffs, and Nate Clemens had a pick six.
Yep.
But anyway.
And then it went downhill from there. That was 04. What do you got for me on last night? What are your thoughts on last night's game real quick?
I'm not worried at all about the offense. As long as Josh Allen stays healthy, I think we'll see an offense pretty much like last year, maybe a little better. The defense, like everyone, I'm concerned about the secondary. I think that'd be interesting to see what Hancock can do at safety. I was impressed with him last night. But... It was disappointing. I was there with my grandsons and son-in-law. And, I know we're looking at second and third stringers, but they didn't look like guys that were playing for jobs.
Yeah, they need to have a better showing for that for sure. And I'm sorry your family didn't have much to cheer about. I mean, I think about that sometimes when I see the people in the stands and wearing all the Bills jerseys, and there was just really no scoring, right? No, nothing to cheer about. They got a zero on the scoreboard, 38-0, the final score. After the game, Sean McDermott addressed the media, as he always does, said something very interesting when he was asked specifically about Cole Bishop, but he made it more about the safety position in general. And you'll hear him say it here. We're going to replay his comments here. And he says, we'll have to see what we need. And I want to see think about how we interpret that. This is Sean McDermott postgame last night after the Bills lost to the Bears.
Okay, certainly not up to our standard, what we expect. Got a lot of work to do. That's very clear. Doesn't matter who's out there. Ones, twos, threes, fours, whoever it is, we expect them to perform, and we expect our level of performance to be much better than that. So you just break it down. Line of scrimmage, we didn't win the line of scrimmage. Fundamentally, we weren't good enough. Too many penalties. We get out there and you know, playing against their ones, you know, we expect to compete with them, and that wasn't the case early. And then our twos then, who were out there competing against their twos, and our threes against their threes, it didn't get much better. So you know, we got to look at it, figure some things out, and you know, evaluate some of the guys as well, and see you know, where we stand there, and a lot of work to get done this week as we move forward here. So I thought we made some momentum, had some momentum coming off that practice, which I thought was a good practice for us. Tonight, however, not even close. So we go back and head back tonight and get back to Buffalo and have a good week of practice coming up.
Did you feel like you accomplished enough at that joint practice that you didn't need to see most of your starters tonight?
I felt like we had moved in the right direction, you know, holistically coming out of that practice. And it's not that they still don't need work, they do. But tonight was a chance for us to also evaluate some of the other players on our roster, and doing so also hope to keep some of our starters healthy as well. So, you know, so was looking forward to seeing some guys with the opportunity tonight step up, and I didn't sense that as much as I'd hoped.
Cole Bishop did play a little bit there. Couldn't tell. It looked like the first touchdown might have been on him. Are you concerned at this point, John, that because of the time he's missed, plus, you know, last year he just, you know, he's supposed to be a starter, we think, for you. Are you at all concerned at this point?
I'm concerned about a lot of things coming off of tonight, really, Sal. So, you know, we've got to look at the film and really just see who we have, who can help us, what we may need, and then also things that we can just do better execution-wise, fundamentally, those things. So there's a lot that needs to get cleaned up.
What did you see from Cole, obviously limited the last couple of practices leading into this game, in the two practices, and then what you saw out there today?
Yeah, I mean, it was limited because he's been on a managed rep count, so I think he had like three or four plays a period, and then maybe again this past in the practice the other day, and then tonight. So with that, I wanted to get him some more reps. He needs more experience. He needs more reps. That's where you work out some of these things, and that's how you build the callousness, and comes from experience. So there's nothing more important for him than the experience that he got tonight, and then moving forward. But even tonight, he was on a rep count of roughly 10 to 12 plays there. I think that's about what he had.
For Palmer, the reason why he played was because he hadn't played, he just hasn't had
any reps. Yes, and he's new to us, and continuing to get him more and more experience with our system, and more and more build his endurance a little bit up to coming off the injury that he's been dealing with as well. So
I know it's tough before you get to watch the film, but whether it be the rush up front or the secondary, what did you feel like was the bigger issue in terms of what you guys were giving up in the passing game?
Yeah, I mean, you name it. You know, it starts up front, like everything does. You know, you want to win a game, you gotta win the trenches. And you know, we had a hard time stopping the run, we had a hard time stopping the pass. Those two work together, the rush and the coverage, as you've heard me say, you know, over and over again. And the quarterback cannot go in the first drive of the game unaffected. And he was in a rhythm right away, and that's now you're dealing with it. I mean, the quarterback rating at the end of the game says it all. Right, so I think theirs was one over 100, and ours was right around 55, 56. So there's the game right there.
Rich got to play with the starters last week. Mike didn't get that chance. Kind of odds were stacked against him a little bit because of that, Sean, that situation.
I mean, you want to be as even as possible, right? Same players, all that type of stuff. It's not always possible to do it the way you want it to. We tried to give him about equal playing time. You know, Mitch had a half, had the first half last week. Mike had it this week, and so we evaluate the best we can off of those performances, and we move forward.
John, it looked like tackling was an issue a couple different times throughout the game. How much does that? Because that seems like an effort type thing. How much is that stuff bothering you?
Yeah, well, you know, effort. I don't feel like it was effort, but when you lose the way we did, it was probably a little bit of everything. And tackling, you know, I mentioned you may not have been in here, Josh, but fundamentally, we got out fundamental. You throw, you catch. You get off blocks, you tackle. So, you know, we've got to make sure we go back to the fundamentals of the game, and can't all be about scheme and this and that. It's about who can go out and win the one-on-ones, who's going to tackle, who's going to get off blocks. You know, that's where the game starts, really. So.
And Kack was a shoulder, they said?
Yes.
Was announced any word on what that could be?
I have not followed up. I have not heard from Nate yet. So.
What did you think about his performance, you know, second preseason game, while he was in there, Jordan, that is?
He grew a little bit, and unfortunately got hurt. So, and these guys, these young guys, you know, they're all learning. You look out there and you got TJ out there and getting some good reps, Deion getting some good reps, Landon getting some good reps, Styles in his second year. I mean, so there's quite a bit of youth out there, and these guys are wet behind the ears, and they need time. We didn't plan on playing TJ and Deion that long into the third quarter, but we came out and wanted to get them some more reps, and that experience is good for them, you know. So, you know, we're trying to see who can play up with the varsity, if you will, and who can help us. So that's part of the evaluation from tonight.
All right, Sean McDermott there. Sean McDermott there after the game last night. The Bills fall to the Chicago Bears 38-0. And the notable quote there that I mentioned heading in that I'll revisit. He was asked about Cole Bishop. Is there concern? He said, I'm concerned with a lot of things. Then he talked about safety and he said, we have to see who we have, who can help us, and what we may need. Now, that to me sounds like, are they looking outside the organization even? Maybe. Or does it mean what we may need as far as how many reps each guy has to get, how we have to piece this together to make sure we are ready to rock and roll week one? It's probably all of that, right? It's what we may need, what we may need to do, what we may need. But I think that sounds like a coach who's saying, hey, if there's something better out there, we have to investigate it. Because the Bills, like any team, are going to do that. They're not going to be shy about that. This is the time of year, by the way. Usually it's right around this week and into next week when teams make moves, make a trade, sign a free agent who's out there, do something that they have to kind of firm up their roster, to help firm up their roster, because a week from tomorrow is cut down day. A week from tomorrow is 53-man roster day. That's why this week is important for all of this. We've seen Brandon Bean make moves before. Is that something they're looking at the safety position? He said, we have to see who we have, who can help us, and what we may need. I thought that was interesting there. Sean McDermott was asked about injuries, specifically right there to Jordan Hancock, who did suffer a shoulder injury. Jordan Hancock said they'll look at it today. He felt better. He felt good. But they're going to look at his shoulder today, so nothing definitive on him. Connor McGovern did not dress at all for the game. He told reporters afterward that he tweaked his hamstring Friday during the joint practice. He indicated that, you know, it wasn't so serious that he couldn't give it a go if he needed to, but they're holding him out right now. Darrington Evans did hurt his hamstring in the knee, or is it knee? I'm sorry, I want to make sure here on Darrington Evans. I believe I just have to make sure here. Give me 1 second. Let me look. I don't want to give you the wrong information here. It was on Friday. Darrington Evans, hamstring injury. There you go. In practice. Also to Corey Couch, hamstring injury during the joint practice. So just to wrap up on that. Also, Caden Prather had just come back from an injury. He was at the game. He was on the field yesterday. But then he ran off into the tunnel at one point without a trainer. Then he came back and he went into the blue tent with trainers, and then he was working off to the side. So these are all guys we'll be monitoring as the week goes on, as well as guys who've already been injured, like Curtis Samuel, and trying to get him back. Alec Anderson, and trying to get him back. I think Curtis Samuel's a really important one here that we're all going to be watching as the week progresses. And then, of course, the Bills take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Saturday night. That is a 7:30 p.m. kickoff on a Saturday night preseason wrap-up game, final preseason game for both teams. 803-0550 is the number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Matt Parrino is going to join me at 11 a.m. We're going to have Mark Schmidt, the head basketball coach at St. Bonaventure University, at 11:30 on next week's Coaches versus Cancer event. Always a great time. Lots of great auction items. We'll talk with him and a little bit about the changing landscape of college sports and how he's navigating that, and a year into Woj being at St. Bonaventure. But we'll do that at 11:30. Still plenty of your phone calls and much more on the Buffalo Bills 38-0 loss to the Chicago Bears last night after this timeout here on WGR.
What's What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Going to have Matt Parrino on here at 11. It'll be 10 o'clock Chicago time. He's still there. It's a good weekend in Chicago, though, you know, overall. I had a good weekend. Went to Wrigley on Saturday. My second time visiting. Had the fam in town visiting as well. They showed up in Chicago for a couple of days, since I was there for a couple of days, because Max had never been to Wrigley, so we went there. That was cool. Got to see that. And then the Thunderbirds air show. The Thunderbirds were there, and the pilots for the Thunderbirds were staying in our hotel, which is really cool. Got to talk with them a bit, and then they were buzzing the tower a bit. They were buzzing the tower at Wrigley. They buzzed the tower at Soldier Field a little bit before the game. That was cool. Got to see the air show. Did you see the video of the Cubs?
Were you at the game when Hayden Christensen, who played Anakin Skywalker in Star Wars, was he there for the game you were at?
I don't think so.
Oh, because he was the clip went around Twitter for the day it happened, but they were doing their test runs for the air show, and they flew over the stadium while he was singing like the seventh inning stretch song. And as soon as he started, the jet flew by, and everyone in the stadium's like ducking and looking around, like what the heck?
Did
was
you
that?
See the viral video of the guys in the dugout who got scared? Yep. That was the day before we were there.
Oh, okay, so yeah.
They were doing it on Saturday. That was great. And then I don't know if you've ever spent any time in Chicago, Josh, but I did we did a boat tour. They do these boat tours down the river, hour and a half long. It's called an architect tour. Amazing. It's a really, really interesting city with how it's been built over the many years and different things that they've done with the different kinds of buildings. And really, it's really a very cool summer city. Had a great time in Chicago. And then, of course, not the game last night, 38-0, the Bills fall. Let's go to Michael in Atlanta. Hi, Michael. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal, long time no talk. I'm sorry, man. I'm just busy with life.
Hey, you don't have to apologize to me. Go ahead. Thanks, buddy.
But I'm looking forward to when you come down here in Atlanta. I'm taking you to a Fuga de Chow for lunch. I got to just work that out. I'll leave my number with your staff so you can call me.
Don't know if it'll be able to happen, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's a Brazilian steakhouse. You will love it.
Yeah. I've eaten at them before. Don't know what the schedule will hold if I can, but I appreciate the offer.
That's great. Absolutely. Well, I'll make sure I leave that number. Anyhow, I'm a bit concerned. Last week, I thought the backups did fair at best. I mean, they looked okay. I thought last night they looked horrible. It's been a concern of mine. I was excited when I heard after the draft that there was some guy from Canada that seemed to light it up, that the Bills were trying out, and I think the Vikings were also. I don't know if you know the guy that I'm talking about, but he set all kinds of records up in Canada. And it's just concerning because I look at all these other backups from Chicago and the Giants, and they're actually completing passes. And some of the passes just look atrocious by some of these quarterbacks that we have, the three backups. And to me, I'm concerned about that and some other things that I saw by the backups. And I just want to get your thoughts.
Well, my thought is you should be concerned with some of the things you saw. I don't think that's unjustified whatsoever, Mike. I mean, obviously, they did not play well last night. I also think you're probably going a little too far of watching around the league and seeing all these guys light it up. Look, I mean, everybody treats preseason a little bit differently. Some teams even game plan a little bit for it. We see this every year. The Bills lost 33-6 to the Bears last year in preseason, and I took a lot of calls just like this one, right? I'm not telling you shouldn't be concerned about some of the things you saw. I'm concerned about some of the things I saw last night. I also would not just start judging by the rest of the league and what you're seeing from teams because – everybody's different. Everybody treats it different. You know, there's all different ways to kind of slice it. I don't know who the Canadian football player is, but if he was that good, he'd be on a roster, I guess, is how I would put it.
Yeah, well, when I'm and I understand what you're saying, but when I'm talking about concerns, when you see a guy open for a short pass,
sure.
and they can't even connect on a pass that you and I could throw.
I don't want to go that far. Listen, I'm going to say this, though, okay, Mike? If anything were to happen to Josh Allen, I think we all know that the Bills are just not going to be in a good place. It's the backup quarterback. I mean, I don't think you should be too concerned by that other than the fact that, look, if something were to happen to Josh Allen, you're going to have to make a few plays here or there. But the Bills are in a position like a lot of teams, like most teams in the league, Mike, if something happens, take any really, really good team in the NFL, put their backup quarterback on instead of the quarterback they have, they're going to be in the same position.
I think I'm just spoiled by the years that we had Frank Reich as a backup. Well, I don't think he lost a game as a backup, did he?
I mean, maybe. I have to look. But no, I get it. But yes, for sure. Like, backup quarterback is something that if you're watching last night, it didn't go well. I also don't think that it's something you should concern yourself too much, because if something were to happen to Josh Allen, you're not going to have an all pro there. I mean, it's just nobody does.
That's right. Okay. I appreciate it, Sal. Thanks for the insight.
You got it. I understand, and I get this a lot. The Bills should have addressed backup quarterback. They should do better there. Who do you want? Who's out there? There might be guys better than Mike White and better than Mitch Trubisky. I'm not here to deny that. But it still is going to be a major drop from Josh Allen. And last night, Mike White, a couple throws he should have made. He also wasn't helped by his offensive line. He wasn't helped by Elijah Moore dropping a couple passes. Mitch Trubisky, I thought, looked better last night. I think he has a leg up in this competition. He's more mobile. He made a couple throws on the run. Still wasn't a great showing last night for either guy, because they were part of a team that didn't have a great showing last night. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Matt Perino, Syracuse.com, and the Shout Podcast joins me next here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.